quite a lot of benefits by participating in the UNESCO fund ICTP in Trieste, Italy. It's on theoretical physics center. I go there very often and I benefit a great deal from such a participation. We've seen many third world country physicists and some mathematicians, and I did some of the most important work by exchanging with them. So I think such an institute could be very useful, an institute with connecting the major country like America, European countries, and also the third world. But I believe it would be useful also to form something which is centered on mathematics and artificial intelligence and all these very important subjects which connect to technology and also business. And I think a third world country would benefit by learning these things internationally, not just cornered by some major countries only. Artificial intelligence becomes more and more important. I think we should try to let the third world country also have some first-hand knowledge about them. And I believe it would be very useful. And there are many other things I think third world countries encounter is how to make the judgment about their own researcher. How good they are, usually they judge it only on the production of papers and citation index and all that. They need some help, I think, to make sure how to judge them. Otherwise, it becomes very routine production, and I believe there would be a very good idea to try to help them out. And we need excellent scientists to interact with them, and they will become very good in a fast manner. And I have observed in the last 10 years, many countries in Asia has been doing very well compared with the old days, partially because there are many more communications. And for example, in the subject of fused metal, one of the great awards in mathematics, in the last 10 years, we saw people from different countries, including Vietnam, Iran, and Korea, South Korea, and India. All these are doing very well. And I think this is a very encouraging sign.